Maybe we could use those motions to tell us something about our thoughts or our emotions. We can also magnify small mechanical movements, like vibrations in engines, that can help engineers detect and diagnose machinery problems, or see how our buildings and structures sway in the wind and react to forces. Those are all things that our society knows how to measure in various ways, but measuring those motions is one thing, and actually seeing those motions as they happen is a whole different thing. And ever since we discovered this new technology, we made our code available online so that others could use and experiment with it. It's very simple to use. You can work on your own videos. Our collaborators at Quanta Research even created this nice website where you can upload your videos and process them online. So even if you don't have any experience in computer science or programming, you can still very easily experiment with this new microscope. And I'd like to show you just a couple of examples of what others have done with it. So this video was made by a YouTube user called Tomez85. I don't know who that user is, but he or she used our code to magnify small belly movements during pregnancy. It's kind of creepy. People have used it to magnify pulsing veins in their hands. And you know, it's not real science unless you use guinea pigs. And apparently this guinea pig is called Tiffany. And this YouTube user claims it is the first rodent on Earth that was motion magnified. You can also do some art with that. So this video was sent to me by a design student at Yale. She wanted to see if there's any difference in the way her classmates move. She made them all stand still and then magnified their motions. It's like seeing still pictures come to life. And the nice thing with all those examples is that we had nothing to do with them. We just provided this new tool, a new way to look at the world, and then people find other interesting, new, and creative ways of using it. But we didn't stop there. This tool not only allows us to look at the world in a new way, it also redefines what we can do and pushes the limits of what we can do with our cameras. So as scientists, we started wondering, what other types of physical phenomena produce tiny motions that we could now use our cameras to measure? And one such phenomena that we focus on recently is sound. Sound, as we all know, is basically changes in air pressure that travel through the air. Those pressure waves hit objects, and they create small vibrations in them, which is how we hear and how we record sound. But it turns out that sound also produces visual motions. Those are motions that are not visible to us, but are visible to a camera with the right processing. So here are two examples. This is me demonstrating my great singing skills. And I took a high-speed video of my throat while I was humming. Again, if you stare at that video, there's not too much you'll be able to see. But once we magnify the motions 100 times, we can see all the motions and ripples in the neck that are involved in producing the sound. That signal is there in that video. We also know that singers can break a wine glass if they hit the correct note. So here, we're going to play a note that's in the resonance frequency of that glass through a loudspeaker that's next to it. Once we play that note and magnify the motions 250 times, we can very clearly see how the glass vibrates and resonates in response to the sound. It's not something you used to see every day. But this made us think, it gave us this crazy idea. Can we actually invert this process and recover sound from video by analyzing the tiny vibrations that sound waves create in objects and essentially convert those back into the sounds that produce them? In this way, we can turn everyday objects into microphones. So that's exactly what we did. So here's an empty bag of chips that was lying on a table. And we're going to turn that bag of chips into a microphone by filming it with a video camera and analyzing the tiny motions that sound waves create in it.